Thank you, John. So compliance and enforcement, I see them not so much as separate, entirely separate ideas, but I more see them as being ideas on a spectrum. So we might say that compliance is the idea of obeying or complying with the obligations that a state has undertaken in a treaty. So it's being consistent with what has been promised in the treaty. There's compliance with primary or first level obligations. So in the context of weapons of mass destruction treaties, for example, a state would be in compliance with the Chemical Weapons Convention if they are not using or possessing or developing chemical weapons. But there's also, we might call, or I might call, second tier obligations, which would be to ensure that you have national implementing legislation, to make sure that you have points of access when inspectors arrive in your jurisdiction and so on, and advise any secretariat about that. And so a state might also need to be in compliance with those second level obligations. Enforcement then is, we might say, a toolbox, ways of trying to encourage, induce, or force compliance. So this is where we see it as a spectrum, really, because we, a particular secretariat, let's say the OPCW or the Implementation Support Unit for the BWC, might want to work with state parties to assist them to comply. You'd be in the compliance end of the spectrum then. But where you have some allegations that there's a breach or a failure to comply with primary order obligations in a treaty, we might be down more to enforcement, and that might require resolutions of the particular body, it might require recourse externally to the organisation, and it can be more or less forceful. So you can see in that way then that it runs from a sort of fairly friendly, cooperative, mutually agreeable dynamic under compliance through to robust methods of forcing a state to comply with their obligations under the treaty.